W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. More bloodshed in the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli strikes hitting near several hospitals in Gaza City. But the White House says Israel has agreed to pause the violence in four-hour daily shifts to get civilians out and aid in. Political waves over West Virginia's Senator Joe Manchin's bombshell announcement that he won't seek re-election. Analysts say a Republican could take the seat next year, and there's talk Manchin could become a third-party presidential candidate, hurting President Biden. Manchin giving no indication.
Every incentive in Washington is designed to make our politics extreme. The growing divide between Democrats and Republicans is paralyzing Congress and worsening our nation's problems. The majority of Americans are just plain worn out.
And just in, the Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas has reached a deal with the last holdout hotel on the Strip, Wynn Resorts, averting a strike that was set to start this morning. This is ABC News. Two top U.S. officials are in India discussing security challenges and concerns about China with their counterparts there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have a lot to do, including with our defense colleagues, so I'm very much looking forward to that. And I think it's further evidence of our resolute focus for the United States on the Indo-Pacific, our region for the future.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also there as the U.S. offers itself to the region as an alternative to technology from China. The FBI now offering a $10,000 reward in the search for a man wanted in connection with the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Agents were about to arrest Gregory Yetman near Princeton, New Jersey when he ran into the woods. The smartphone could become a relic if a new product catches on. The, quote, artificial intelligence pin works by voice control and has a laser display that turns the palm of a hand into a screen. The startup company called Humane starts taking orders next week. Liz Landers, ABC News.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
In the words of Joseph Campbell, a hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, Talk of Green Bay, would like to recognize members of the United States military who gave the ultimate sacrifice in defending our freedom. This message made possible by Rennes Group, offering assisted living, memory care, rehab, and skilled nursing services. 715-582-2200.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers head to the Steel City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 3-5 Packers face the 5-3 Steelers on Sunday. The last time Green Bay won a game in Pittsburgh was in 1970 when Bart Starr was still the quarterback. Meanwhile, Jordan Love has faced defensive stars like the Raiders' Max Crosby, the Rams' Aaron Donald, and this week, linebacker T.J. Watt.
Yeah, I mean, that's the NFL. You know, I think every team has some good pass rushers, and everybody's pretty good.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers with a big game at the Kohler Kohler Center. They host the number 9th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers. This will be the first time the Badgers have hosted a top 10 team in November. NBA, despite Giannis scoring 54 points, the Bucks lost on the road to the Pacers, 126-124. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin ejected from the game.
We just had a difference of opinion. You know, I voiced my opinion, and next time I'll do it in a little bit more delicate way.
That's the Bucks' Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 43 today under overcast skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 29. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 35.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Be tough to top that first hour with Jim VandenHeuvel and that amazing song.
Yeah.
Wow, that was I had goosebumps. I almost had tears in my eyes.
Yeah,
and
good stuff.
That was really something. And, of course, Veterans Day coming up. Let's talk to Mark Hewson from Bellin Sports Medicine, Bellin Health. Mark, how you doing, buddy? It's our last high school football game of the night tonight. We are going to be in Ripon for the Galloping Ghosts of Kaukauna, taking on a very tough Wanakee team. How about you? Are you going to be around here? Because I know there aren't many local games tonight. They're all over the state.
Yeah, you're right, John. Great. Good morning, guys. I'm actually joining you guys tonight down there in Ripon.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, making the I got a meeting in Oshkosh, so then making the trip down to Ripon, so it'll be awesome. But, hey, two quick things, guys, too. I listened to you guys yesterday, Chuck, I believe it was, about 7:30. Awesome. He did a great job. I wish we would do more of these things for veterans. It's awesome that you guys support this.
Thanks.
It was an amazing talk while I was driving to work yesterday, and you guys just have everything down there, downtown, that, you know, just that block. And I was actually down at the market last night, the waterfront market. Christy did a great job, and what you guys are doing down there and just vitalizing the downtown Green Bay.
Yep.
Area is just, it's amazing.
Thanks, Mark. We love it.
There's so many things down there. It's just, it's great. It's refreshing to hear these radio shows and to come down and see what you guys have for amenities down there and place to stay and to eat and just jump in and check out. It's awesome.
Well, thanks, Mark.
So, there's lots of things great going on.
You know, as Jim likes to say, I got my penthouse down here. So if you ever get kicked out of the house, I got a place for you.
He's got a studio. But he's in the right building. He's just got, you know, the cheapest room in the building.
Wow.
But, here Jim, we go. Yeah, so Jim, I'll be on the floor.
Okay. Right. Well, yeah. But Mark, thanks for saying that. Christy has done a great job since she got here. And it's just good energy. It's professional people. It's even that market you were at yesterday, right? And it's just high-end things. And, you know, it's priced right. But it's just great to have that. We've been looking for that in the downtown for years. And I guess it took the new guy to get it, but I'm so glad downtown is back and they're putting the energy behind it again. Hey, Bellin's doing great. I mean, we read about you and you guys are doing a great service. I got a question for you, and it's really more about, we were talking a little bit yesterday about, right, healthcare.
Emergency rooms and when to go to that.
Remember we were talking about concierge? I'm going to this concierge doctor. I'm going to try that. And, but, you know, it's getting expensive, and I think some people sometimes don't know where to go and when to go. Can you educate us just a little bit, our listeners and me?
Yeah, Jim, it's a great call out when you talk about that. So I think it's, you know, I think you really a lot of times have to, one, assess what you have going on, And many times, if you go on to someone's, you know, if you have to go to a specific healthcare system, if you go on there, they've, and we've talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago too, is things have expanded where they used to have nurse care and stuff like that. Now we've got, like Bellin's got a place on the east side and on the west side called Fast Care. Those are for like for colds, coughs, sore throats. It's not for a heart attack going on. You know, that's when you go to the emergency room. So, you know, I think that's the big thing is, one, I think you have to assess yourself, and knowing that, you know, it's also a financial thing. You know, if you just have a cold or a cough, but you've had it now for 5 days and you want to get checked out, you can go to like a Fast Care. You know, they charge you, I think, $70.
Right.
And get seen, and you're pretty much in and out. But if you go to the emergency room with a cold and cough, you may be sitting there literally for 3 or 4 hours. And that is not to say anything bad about emergency rooms. There's other cases that are very much more important than your cold and cough. It's not that we don't care about you as a person, but we have to take what's the urgency of these conditions coming in. So you have to assess yourself, and then there's ways that you can get online, and you can even call and say, this is what I've got. And a lot of times they may put you through to a nurse that's on call, and they say, well, this is where you really need to go. So it's just one of those things to really look and say, what are my options and where should I go? And it's maybe based off of time. It's maybe based off of money. If you end up at a Fast Care with mild heart attack, guess what? You can go there, but you may cost yourself a life because if you're that urgent, but you're going to end up at the emergency room very quickly.
I think, Mark, though, what doctor I should call you, I don't know if people watch.
Congratulations, Mark. You've just been approved as a doctor on this show.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's the quickest doctor affiliation that anyone's ever got.
But I think maybe people watch too much TV. I don't think this. I got two examples, you're the guest, but you know, a lady it hurt her hand and ran over to our house and said, can you take me to the emergency room? I'm like, and I don't know anything. I'm like, you do not need to go to an emergency room and spend, you know, what, $1,000, $800. And we went to your Fast Care. At another place where I work at the community shelter, a lady burned her arm and people panicked and, you know, call the ambulance. I'm like, what? You will go? And it was one of those $75 deals and they wrapped it up in gauze, cleaned it up. But you know what I mean? They both survived at probably 10% of what it would have cost had they panicked. And I don't know how we get that out to people, but Bellin offers, you know, a plethora of services. And I think that Fast Care, sometimes I think people think that's not as good as, but it's professionals in there. They're doctors. They can write prescriptions. They can clean your wound. You know what I mean? I just think we have to talk about that a little bit more.
Jim, and you know, I don't want to go back to the one word that everyone hates. Trust me, we hated it too, COVID. But the other thing that I think is a wake-up call is doing virtual visits. Sometimes instead of people running off and just sitting in waiting rooms for 3 hours, guess what? On some of these things, you can do a virtual visit where, you know, someone connects with you in 20 minutes and they call you or you can hook it up with your, you know, you can do like a FaceTime, like on a phone.
Right.
And you can be connected with someone and you never left your house. Now, again, I'm using the easy things. That's not for a heart attack, but that's great for a cold, cough, flu.
Right.
Hey, what's my next step that I need to go or what can you do? Some of those, they can say, oh, we do think you have sinusitis, which is a cold. And we can, you know, oh, you've had it and you've got, you know, these conditions or this is the color and yada, yada, yada. Well, guess what? We can maybe prescribe this. But if you do have those severe conditions or pains, yes, you need to sometimes go in and get checked out. It's tough. We understand people out there aren't medical, but sometimes you have to use common sense of, where am I going?
Right.
And when am I going? And that's, you know, so those are the great opportunities that we just have and want to make sure that it's available to all. Because what it does is it helps you as a patient. It also helps others that are going to those places
right.
of how quick they're going to be seen too.
So for that, where do people go? Like, where do you start? Like, it's so easy to start in the emergency room, but that's not the best place to start, right? So what is it? Is it MyBellin? Is that where people go? Or how can people, where do they go when, look, something happens and you know it's not a heart attack, right? We've talked about that, but it's something at the sprained ankle, it's a cut, it's something that, look, I'm not going to die, but I need a doctor.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, let's go back to your situation of maybe someone burnt their hand and stuff like that. You know, a lot of times you can, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. You could be on vacation up north and you could find out, hey, where's the local healthcare? And you click on that. And many times they've got stuff on their website which will help guide you to say, if you've got these conditions or if you have these symptoms, here's where you should go. You know, so most healthcare places, even if you don't even, let's say you're traveling, you're out in Iowa, you may be able to find out, hey, who's your local healthcare? And you could just Google using your phone or using a computer and finding out, okay, I've got a burnt hand. Where am I going? But you may have to look at it. Oh, Jesus, my whole hand burnt? You probably are going to the emergency room. Is it just you burnt it? It's maybe you got swelling or you got a blister and it's on a finger. Okay, you maybe go to an, you know, like a urgent care, fast care, something that's not as intense with an emergency room. So it's just probably using common sense and then using the resources maybe that are off the web. And that's where I'm just trying to keep it as easy as possible for people, just to be smart and make that choice of where you're going.
Outstanding. Mark, this is really great stuff. This is stuff that can affect everybody,
right?
Type of information. You know, I mean, it's great talking about sports injuries but this is something every single person out there.
Everyday life.
Everyday life. This can apply to them. This is really good stuff.
Thanks for sharing that,
Mark. And guys, I'm going to just jump back in with the whole sports thing. It's the same thing. Someone goes out and sprains an ankle in the yard. If I don't have a bone sticking out, and I can maybe hobble on it or walk on it, you probably are not going to die in this condition. So guess what? You don't need to run off to the emergency room and maybe sit there literally for 2, 3, 4 hours.
Right.
You may be able to call your primary care doc and say, what do I need to do? Or this is what did they say? I may be able to see you in a half an hour. Or they may say, you know what? This is where you can go. They may, you know, so there's different opportunities. And I think everyone's gotten better of creating those opportunities based on what your symptoms and your conditions are.
True that.
Hey, Mark, one last quick thing. We talked about the sports injuries and we always do. You know, I've been battling that knee injury that I told you about.
Oh,
Jim, okay. Jim, could I just, it's a torn, it's a torn ligament in my knee. That I'm not, no,
well,
I'm just
most
saying.
Most of us pay for
I'm
this, but go ahead, John.
So can I ask you, Mark, can I ask you a quick medical thing? Quick.
You can.
Okay. Yeah. So some days it hurts. Like even last night when I was in the airport in Chicago and I stepped off a thing, it's like, I literally went with that because the pain was, it's like somebody jabbed me right in the kneecap with an ice pick. But then this morning I wake up and it's fine. But then later on, it's going to be like I'm stabbed with an ice pick. What would you, what's the prognosis?
What? Send him a bill, Mark. Let's get going.
Just asking. Jeez.
Urgent care, John. Fast care.
We take John's conditions night by night, day by day.
Fine. All right. Just trying to get a little free help here,
We
Jim.
Talked a little bit last week about mental health. Is that something he can go
to? All right. Here you got to go.
All right.
Hey, Mark. It's so great having you on doing these. I've had so many people comment. And actually, they send me questions to ask you, and sometimes I forget. But, but Mark, it's always great what you do for local athletes, and especially the high school kids, what Bellin Sports does for high school athletes, and you're so proactive with them. It's incredible. And we had a young man on here yesterday who played basketball at Green Bay. He battled so many injuries that it ended his career. And he's going into sports psychology to help kids like that. And that's a very important thing.
It's the next greatest thing that we just need more people to get educated on. It's awesome.
Yeah,
he's going to be awesome.
He's going to be awesome. Mark Hughes in Bellin Sports Medicine. I will see you in Ripon tonight, my friend.
We'll see you guys later.
Thanks,
thank you,
buddy. Yeah. You're the man. Mark Hughes in Bellin Sports Medicine. Man, it's always fun having him on, isn't it?
Yeah, he'll bring your prescription tonight.
Okay. And your sister's here. We're going to talk with her.
Yeah. She's not. Don't turn my. The principal of Xavier Middle School is here.
Not? I'm just asking. I mean, you got priests. All right.
That's true.
Mike Clemens will be joining us. Talk a little bit about Craig Council of the Packers when we come back right after this.
Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos. That's my favorite kind of show.
That's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That, not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret, every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. EW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS. This segment brought to you by one of our favorite organizations in the world, Midwest Restoration. Family-owned since 2008, commercial and residential restoration. They will be there in an hour or less, 24-7, 365 days a year. Whether your sewer backs up, you have sump pump failure, water damage, if you have a fire, they will come in. They are professionals like you can't believe. Basically, sit back, relax, let them take over. Everybody would get so stressed out if any of those kinds of things happen. Believe me, that is job one for them, is putting the homeowner's mind at ease. There are so many things that can happen with water damage, sump pump failure, and we water heater failing, and they talk about this. Even for right now, the weather's going to be nice right now, so get out, drain your outdoor faucet, get an insulation cover on it, all those sorts of things. If bad things do happen and you get water in your basement and you have to call Midwest Restoration, which is 920 Midwest, if you tell them that Mino and the Mayor sent you, you'll get up to a $250 Visa card, and they'll also donate up to $250 to your favorite charity. Once again, 920 Midwest, mwrestoration.com. Folks, these are wonderful people. You'll not be sorry you called them in to give you a hand.
And even if you don't need them today, that you didn't have this happen.
Have that number handy.
Exactly. Put it in your phone. Yep. Under emergencies, well, 911.
920 Midwest.
Right.
All right.
24-7, they're there.
I know some Brewer fans who need some emergency help because they're pulling their hair out of the fact their manager is going to the Cubs.
Mike, did you see that coming?
Let me tell you, Mayor, a year ago at this time, if you told me, next year by this time, Aaron Rodgers will be playing for the New York Jets, my reply would have been, sure. What are you going to tell me next? Craig Counsell is going to be the manager of the Cubs.
Exactly,
I mean,
right?
Come on.
Yeah. Crazy. Unbelievable. That shocked everybody, though, didn't it?
Including Mark Antonacci.
I know.
Able to get on this closed, teleconference that he held that had a lot of restrictions to it. And, here's the deal. Craig Counsell, we knew that he was going into his last year of the contract. They only brought it up once or twice because they said, that happens after the season. We're focused on trying to get deep in the playoffs, maybe a World Series right now. So he made some incredible moves as the manager, managing things. Brandon Woodruff, injuring the shoulder, so many other injuries, and rotating that bullpen, bringing guys in. Then later, Matt Arnold, their GM, brought in, a bunch of players just before the trade deadline, and here they're making this run. They end up losing to Arizona, who went on to the World Series. And, Craig said, we'll talk about that later. Just let's get this process. And that night, after they lost to Arizona, and I was there to cover that, I watched Mark Antanasio follow Craig Counsell around like a groupie,
Really?
Everything okay? Are you doing this okay? Hey, can we sit down? Before he knew that Counsell was going to go out the door and take his break or whatever. So here's what happens. Everyone's saying, well, he could go to the Mets because they just fired their manager. They've got lots of money. And David Stearns is there, who is his GM. It turns out Counsell and Stearns, they worked together. They weren't that close, weren't necessarily that close. And also, they're saying at the manager's meetings this week in Scottsdale that quietly, Craig Counsell has been amazed as to what Tom Ricketts has done with the Cubs. took over in 2009, redid all of that Wrigleyville area, raised all kinds of money, then built the roster, and then got Joe Maddon to be manager, and Theo Epstein, you know, the guy who had taken the Red Sox to a World Series, and they won. That's how they won. And he really admired how that was and just wondered. And actually, it seemed to be a broken record is what was happening in Milwaukee. And yeah. Maybe the trader, the Josh Hader trade, that kinds of things. And the day before the end of the start of the trading season, the Brewers let the Mets, talk to Craig. They gave him permission. Right. And on November 1st, when the free agency began, the Cubs were the first to call, his agent, and the talk started right there. And he got this deal. He's making more money than Joe Torre did 20 years ago. He's got this 5-year deal, and he's close to home.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing. And no one saw it coming.
I was just surprised. Anastasio almost got a little personal. Something about the community's against him now, or something like that. I forget how he phrased it exactly.
Yeah, well, there was this story about in Whitefish Bay where Craig lives, they renamed a little park after him, and someone decided to change the name of the park with a can of spray paint the other night.
Didn't we shoot somebody's dog one time?
With Mark, the first question was, well, Mark, this about 5 hours after this went down, you must be surprised by this news. And he said, we have over 400 employees at American Family Field, and we donate millions of dollars to the community. And the Brewers are it's like he's reading off a page talking points.
Yeah.
He didn't even answer the guy's question. It's like, we're not talking about the funding for the stadium, man.
I almost think he was in shock in a certain way.
At some point, he finally actually started listening to the questions instead of reading from a sheet. And this is a teleconference. He's out in California. Just this bombshell loaded, and you could tell he was emotionally wiped out. He had no idea that this was going to happen. In terms of the money, Council was making $3.5 million, and they thought, the word was he wants to get that up for all managers, because most of these guys, the good ones, are getting about $4 million. So the Brewers had said, yeah, we'll pay you $5.5 million.
Would have been the highest paid manager in baseball with the Brewers.
And I don't even know if he got a chance to counter.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He got $8 million a year, $40 million a 5-year contract, and he's by far historically the highest paid manager and all.
All right,
let's talk
Packers. Wish him well. Let's go back to the home team.
What do you think about this week? Can it carry it over from last week? It was ugly, but it was a W.
Yeah, and you even said last week was going to be tough. And I was telling Johnny, I was reading the LA Times, and they were just like, look, had we had our A team there, there's no way we would have lost that game. They kind of like said it was their own fault they lost the game. I don't know.
Matthew Stafford has a severe thumb injury.
Right.
So, they use this Brett Rippon. He's the nephew of Mark Rippon, who took the Washington team to a Super Bowl win back in 1991. And the kid's out there, and, I thought he moved the ball, but, they didn't get any points up there. They cut him on Tuesday. I mean, they bring him in, put him in the game. I don't even know. LA doesn't even seem to care right now if they have a backup quarterback. So they just signed Carson Wentz on Tuesday. So that's kind of a head scratch.
I thought Carson Wentz was back on the farm in North Dakota or something, would never play pro football again.
Yeah. But here's the thing that's most interesting, the fun fact about this. The last time the Packers won a game in Pittsburgh was
70s or something?
1970.
Wow.
Bart was the starting quarterback. It was still Phil Bengston.
Yes. You know what the biggest play of that game was?
Was that
it's 20-12.
Yeah, but you know what the biggest play of that game was? Larry Krause of St. Norbert College returned the kickoff 100 yards.
Oh, wow.
Larry Krause from St. Norbert College.
I hope he's listening.
Great recall. Wow. Carroll Dale was still playing then. And the Steelers had a new head coach named Chuck Knoll.
And their quarterback was Terry Hanratty.
Yeah, you're right. But the other kid that got in there threw 20 passes, only completed 3, and threw 4 interceptions. His name was?
Terry Bradshaw.
All right, Mike, Mike, what's going to happen? We going to win this one?
I say they will.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Hey, Mike, we'll just take...
See you, boys.
Well, right, thank you, Mike Fleming, Civic Media. We got a lot more to talk about, folks. Stay with us. Mino and the Mayor, back after this. We'll
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. More bloodshed in the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli strikes hitting near several hospitals in Gaza City. But the White House says Israel has agreed to pause the violence in four-hour daily shifts to get civilians out and aid in. Political waves over West Virginia's Senator Joe Manchin's bombshell announcement that he won't seek re-election. Analysts say a Republican could take the seat next year, and there's talk Manchin could become a third-party presidential candidate, hurting President Biden. Manchin giving no indication.
Every incentive in Washington is designed to make our politics extreme. The growing divide between Democrats and Republicans is paralyzing Congress and worsening our nation's problems. The majority of Americans are just plain worn out.
And just in, the Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas has reached a deal with the last holdout hotel on the Strip, Wynn Resorts, averting a strike that was set to start this morning. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 43 today under overcast skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 29. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 35.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents 11/30/2023.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
And now, Christie's Weekend Calendar with Christie Barlaman with City Deck Landing Apartments and the Waterfront Market in downtown Green Bay.
Hey, welcome back. Mike with the Mayor here on a Friday morning, heading to a good-looking weekend. 36 degrees in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh, 36 in Green Bay, 734 WGBW and WISS.
Lots going on. We got great weather. We got a lot of veterans things, and just go Google that. But Johnny and I were looking at the paper this morning before our show started, and just look at this. There must be, what, 40 things on there?
Yeah, easy.
A lot.
People can do and enjoy. And we've got Christie Barlaman, who is Miss Green Bay with events. Actually, Miss, I should expand that because you look at Appleton and Oshkosh, our whole listening area, as to what's going on. So. Some of the highlights. What's happening?
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
We are going to start out with our friends over at Epic Event Center.
Love them.
Tonight is Remember the Name, the Struts. They play tonight at Epic Event Center. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the show is at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available. They're $29.99. Depending on how far you want to go, they go up to $150, but that's called the Pretty Vicious Meet and Greet Package. So Remember the Name, the Struts, is an English rock band. Influences like Queen, Rolling Stones, Def Leppard, Aerosmith, all that good stuff. So that should definitely be a good time. And Jim, which road is Epic located on?
Cormier.
No. A football coach.
A homegrown.
Who?
Oh, McCarthy.
No. Say who's the first one?
We love you, Mark Scogan.
I don't know. I love.
Holmgren.
Yes. Whatever. Is
not
that where
Holmgren.
I know where it is. I've been there. Okay. I just haven't. I don't look at street signs in Green Bay because I know the city so well. Oh, and it's so well laid out, and the roads are in good condition, and so I don't need to look at these signs.
Thank you for that,
anyway,
Jim.
But
and
yes.
So tonight at Epic, that'll be a great show.
That's pretty weird. That's quite a range in pricing, $29.99 to $140. Like, was it something in the parking lot?
No. Sorry about that, Mark. No, it's called the Pretty Vicious Meet and Greet Package. Okay. You get a whole spiel of fun stuff.
All
yeah,
right.
yeah. Okay, another fun event. It's called the Holiday Memories of Downtown Green Bay. Okay, that's at the Neville Public Museum. That is Saturday and Sunday. Right downtown here, you can check out NevillePublicMuseum.org. But the fun thing is, it's a bunch of, you know, like animated figures. You know, like the old Praney Way? Remember that?
Yeah. I've been to that. That's cool.
Yeah, the department store windows, they feature, it's a huge exhibit with like the Enchanted Forest, Snow Babies, and Bruce the Spruce, all that fun stuff.
Have you been? Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Johnny, no, I know, John. I'm sorry, I was going to ask you if you've been there. Those Prangy window displays, they restored all that. It's unbelievable. Did you guys come down from Nagani and see those?
Well, yes and no. yes. Okay.
That's awesome.
But what I'm saying is, in my first book that I wrote, and we were talking with Cliff Crystal and everything, and I think Todd even asked, but when I go back to those microfilm, I'd look at the old Green Bay Press Gazettes.
Yeah,
and I even mention it in my book where I was talking about what was going on the night before. And one of the biggest things going on was they were debuting their display.
Right.
And was such a huge event in downtown Green Bay. It was incredible.
And you can capture that at the Neville.
Absolutely. That is tomorrow.
Bring
at the
kids.
Neville Public Museum.
Bring mom.
You betcha. Another neat event is called Hope Night Wisco. Okay, so that's at 840 Armed Forces Drive. Hope Night Wisco in Green Bay is at the Rush Expo. It is tonight at 6:30 p.m. This is free. Okay, so for people with everything that's going on with the veterans and everything, dealing with issues, whether it be addiction, depression, anxiety, or hopelessness, this is a free event with live music and food and just a life-changing message for fun, support, and music, and just to meet new friends and spread positivity.
I think we had the lady on here from Hope Wisco.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, we want to give her a shout out.
Absolutely. That's a free event that some people need to be reminded, and it really is a way to get reconnected with what's important to you. That's a great event, and it's free tonight at the Rush Center, 6:30. Okay, that's
perfect.
A good one.
And then back by popular demand, the Dinner Detective in Green Bay is doing it one more time. So Saturday, November 11th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency right downtown here on Main Street. That is America's largest true crime interactive comedy show. And you get to solve hilarious mysteries while feasting on a fantastic dinner. And tickets are still available and they start out at $59.95.
Sarah,
and that is a good time.
This is that mystery. Do you remember, did we go to Sheer Madness?
Okay. Yeah,
right?
That's fine.
We're talking about that murder mystery. You get dinner and you interactive. You ask the, now, did you do that? You look at everyone with a suspicion. That is a great thing. And that's the detective. What's it called? Detective what?
It's called the Dinner Detective Green Bay.
Right.
It reminds you of Clue. And if you really get into it with your friends, you know, some people dress up and stuff like that. Like, you know, it's just fine.
The guy comes to fill up your water glass.
Right.
You're like, okay, where were you? You know,
really?
That
John,
kind of stuff.
John,
yeah, it's great.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Okay, and then heading over to Appleton. This is going to be a good one. It's called The Fantastic Tribute to Elton John. That is tonight at Waverly Beach in Menasha. He was actually voted the number one Elton John impersonator in the world. Voice and piano licks are identical to the real thing.
Is this the same guy that's coming to the Meyer then? The same show?
I believe so.
So I've been seeing that on a marquee there, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay. It's called The Fantastic Tribute to Elton John. So that is tonight at Waverly Beach from 8 to 10 p.m.
And
the tickets are $29.
Okay.
And there's also meet and greet, so that's fun.
I think we paid that plus $100 when we saw him here.
Yeah, with the real one.
But it was awesome.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
This guy's like,
song.
This guy's number one.
In the world.
Impersonator. So this is probably going to be... definitely worth $29.
For $29,
yeah. You know, Saturday night. Oof.
Right? Is that where you'll be tonight?
No, I won't. I am going to the Widener Center to see. I should know.
So next event.
Yeah, you generally should.
It's what are we seeing?
Okay, we'll figure that out. So another fun one. Where is this? At the Skyline.
I love the Widener.
At the Skyline Comedy Cafe. So Brian Pusain, he is Netflix, The Mandalorian, Seinfeld, The Big Bang Theory. Do you know him, John?
I know who he is. Yeah.
Okay, he's a writer, actor, stand-up comic. He will be there tonight. There's two shows, 7:30 p.m. and 10:15, and then tomorrow, 7 p.m. and 9:45 at the Skyline Comedy Cafe. And tickets are $25 and still available.
Nice.
Yes.
I just think that is so cool, this stuff that's $29,
right?
$25. Yeah, and look, we love our Packers, but, you know, isn't the cheapest ticket $100?
Oh, well, no. I saw an ad, except for the Chiefs game, every other one right now you could buy under face value.
That's because Taylor's coming.
I know, right?
Right. But I just want to get back to the Widener Center. It's one of my favorite musicals, Hairspray.
Oh, okay.
That is a great, John.
It's fun. No, I
agree. Is that one where John Travolta plays like the mom?
Oh,
I don't know if I saw it, but it's played by a guy. But
it's John Travolta in the movie.
It's a great
show.
Oh,
I didn't see the movie. That is a great, great musical. A lot of energy.
I thought you said Sound of Music was your favorite one.
That's mine.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Hands down, Sound of Music. But Hairspray is just great energy. And
you know, Dom was saying when he was in Austria last week, outside of Innsbruck, where he flew in that little plane all around the mountains.
Yeah.
He said it reminded him of the Sound of Music going all over
those mountains.
I bet.
Well, I thought of that when you showed me the video. That is by far, there's not even a close second, but I mean, I do like a lot of musicals, you know.
Totally.
Wicked, Hairspray, they're just all great, but.
Grease?
Yeah, Grease is good. I've seen that. Yeah, it's all right. I mean, those are all good. They're all great, but
in their own way.
But their own way. But there's, you know, and even ABBA with that was a great musical Mamma Mia.
Oh, that was an excellent.
That was great. I mean,
and this guy gives you heck, for loving To Sir with Love.
Yeah,
he
sat and watched Mamma Mia and said he enjoyed that.
Gives
me crap for To Sir with Love. Are you kidding me?
On repeat.
Yes.
Oh,
wow!
Whatever.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks.
Conrad, you pay attention to him.
Conrad,
does he get the bell?
Conrad, you got to. Yeah, if Todd's lining up with Mino, you got to take my.
Hey,
side.
Look at the two of them, though. Wouldn't you say if he said this is my nephew? Wouldn't you say, oh, I can see the resemblance between the two of them? The same hair, same glasses, same everything.
And Todd and Con.
Yes. Todd and Con.
When you say it like that,
Todd and Con.
Love it.
Okay, so one more event in Appleton. It's called Light Up Appleton, and that is Sunday, November 11th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can just enjoy a night of holiday fun downtown Appleton, kick off the holiday season. There's going to be live music, performances, a treat walk, a window scavenger hunt, family-friendly activities, photo opportunities, and a bunch of free stuff. And this is all free. So downtown Appleton.
They do it right.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
and
they
do. It's
nice.
For the holidays are cool.
Competitive as you used to feel about him, Hannah, and Appleton does it right. College Avenue's great. It's safe. They don't charge for anything.
No.
How do they do that? Mile of Music is free. This Light Up Appleton is free.
Right.
Like, that's awesome.
I got lit up at Appleton.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
So have I. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Cleo's.
Okay, and
which is cool because Christmas decorations all year round. I love it.
Woo-hoo!
Love Cleo's.
Love Cleo's.
Yes.
All righty, and then I have a couple for Oshkosh. It's called the Ladies' Night Out at Rushford Meadery and Winery. That is tonight, and this is also free. That is out in Omro, and it starts at 6 p.m. It's the 7th annual holiday event. You can shop for yourself, your family, and there's lots of sampling. And what else is there? Pure romance, sensey art. You can do board crafts, handmade soaps, lotions. It's all a bunch of fun stuff for women, like, you know, handcrafted jewelry, you know, Color Street canned goods, wood burning.
Chippendales?
Yeah, no Chippendales. Oh,
Thunder from Down Under.
That's a small print. I didn't get to that. No, thanks, Mayor. Yeah.
How did he know about that?
Oh, yeah, right? Jim Schmidt's going to be performing.
Coming up next, Mike Hammer. Hammer
in a Shetland pony.
Exactly.
Next.
I like it. So, yeah, everybody, that's called Lights Night Out, and that is in Omro tonight, free, 6 p.m. And then my last one, I'm going to need the help of my boys here. This is tonight at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available for their $20 at the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh. I just have no idea how to say this guy's name. He's famous.
Kostaki?
Kostaki.
And I have no idea what the last name is.
Kostaki Ikonopoulos, the biggest name in comedy.
Ikonopoulos?
Ikonomopoulos? Something like that.
Okay. Yeah, and if this guy really wants to make it, you should pick like Bill Burr or, you know, Johnny Carson.
Simplify for us little people out there. So, tonight at the Time Community Theater at 444 North Main Street, Oshkosh.
Nice. This guy's a comedian.
A big one, I guess.
Let me see that.
Okay, Jim, you ready?
Ready? Are you recording this?
Yeah, I got it.
Good.
Kostaki, that's not a bad name.
Okay, what about the last name?
Yeah, right.
Just give it a shot.
Ask your llama.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. This dude, let's go see Kostaki tonight. This will be fun. Yeah.
Kostaki.
Yeah, that is one of the hardest last names I've ever seen in my life.
Why would that guy?
Is that Greek?
He does look Greek.
He does.
Yeah. He does, but... Yeah, so those are all the events.
That guy's probably, I doubt he's listening, but if he is, he's probably thinking, who the hell are they to tell me?
Change my name.
Stay home. Please do not come.
We want to come out and support him, but I just...
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't this great? And plus all the veterans things going on, the weather's going to be on our side, get the decorations out.
By the way, your buddy's Jeff Merkus just parked right outside of us and gave us a big thumbs up.
Yes.
He was waving to us.
And he was there last night at the Waterfront Market, and our event went great. And next week, we're going to have John Mino there.
I hope so.
Okay.
I have to, because I'm getting low on books, so I put in another order, so I got to make sure they get here
still,
in time.
But still, we're doing amazing events like bourbon tastings, wine tastings, candles. You can shop, and we're going to have John Mino doing book signings as well as Natalie Albert. So every Thursday is going to be something spectacular. So
fantastic.
Really support your small local businesses.
We have to do that, yes.
When are they turning all the lights on down here?
November 15th.
Oh, okay.
I talked to some people last night, Johnny, about... So we have our bridge lighting, and John wants the control in here.
And
some people said they like that.
Thank you.
So do I.
Thank you.
They're like,
that's
a community committee to designate the color of the lights and make the decisions. Now, Johnny wants to be a committee of one, but I think the three of
committee
us could
two,
do that.
Three?
I think you might be onto something.
Conrad wants to be a part of it.
Well, we don't have too many people. I don't like committees with too many people.
Did you see our private city deck, what I did to the lights out back?
I have not.
It's looking good.
Really?
Okay. All right, we're going to do that. All right, hey, this is great. Thank you.
Great stuff. Wonderful stuff.
A lot going on.
We've got Sarah Meyer coming up when we come back. On Mino and the Mayor. Is she a nun?
Why did you keep saying that?
Well, his brothers are all...
She is the principal.
Okay.
In Appleton.
All right.
You don't have to be a nun.
Can we be back after this, Jim?
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
All right. Hang in there, sir.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
In the words of Joseph Campbell, a hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, Talk of Green Bay would like to recognize members of the United States military who gave the ultimate sacrifice in defending our freedom. This message made possible by Rennes Group, offering assisted living, memory care, rehab, and skilled nursing services. 715-582-2200.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor wrap it up here on a Friday. Good looking Friday. Once again, I'll be heading over right from here over to Denmark Middle School for a great veterans program they put together there. Tonight, I'll be in Ripon. We'll be broadcasting the Kakana and Wanakee Division Level 4 or Division 2 Level 4 high school football game, which should be a lot of fun. We'll have that live on TV 32 WACY tomorrow. Todd, Jim, and myself will be at the Duck Creek VFW. From 8 to 10, we'll be there. They'll be serving breakfast and everything like that. And we're going to record a show that we're going to air then on Thanksgiving morning with all the veterans.
Till we get the day off.
There you go, buddy. Take it and run.
To do. Hey, so. Oh, jeez, Todd.
I love this drum part right here.
All right, that's enough. That great. Okay, we have a principal of a school, and I don't know. We're going to talk about that. We'll get to the smoking
great
in the
tune,
boys'
Todd.
Room.
Thank you. Brownsville Station, 1974.
That was the Motley Crue version, John.
That's right.
So we have a guest here. She is the principal of Xavier Middle School in Appleton, and we love Appleton. Appleton is as part of our listening area. I'm having breakfast with her today to talk about some other things, but she just so happens to be my sister. And I said, look, she's
that's what I was asking if she was a nun.
No, she's not a nun.
Well, she's principal at a Catholic school.
That is
true. I went to a Catholic school. The principal was a nun.
And did you ever see the principal in the principal's
numerous
office?
Times. She hated me. She did not like me at all. Seriously, why? She did not like me at all.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was
nice.
I had spent a little bit of time there, too, and my dad didn't always like that. But so what, like, well, I want to get to what you're doing at Xavier, but we're with this principal's office. Kids that get hauled in, what are they hauled down to your office for?
Oh, good morning. You're crazy. I thought I was here to tell stories about you in middle school.
So no, I love that.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
Todd's applauding that.
Okay, so if you buy breakfast, I won't tell any stories.
Okay, I'm buying.
Okay. All right.
Did he ever let you ride his Shetland pony?
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's a whole other story.
I know. We got
a whole segment.
We waited too long to get you on. Next time we're at the top of the show.
when Jim's not on, right?
Absolutely. We'll bring her in then.
He's giving me a live mic. That's pretty dangerous, Jim.
Star. Yes.
Star. Yeah, we talked about Star. Anyway, what really, kids? I mean, you got 400 students at your school.
We do. We have 5th through 8th graders, so they're 10 to 14 years old, about 100 per class. It's an incredibly formative time of life, 10 to 14, if you think back. I mean, way back in what middle school was like.
We got your point.
Yeah. It's a time where they're really trying to figure out who they are. And they do test the boundaries. We don't have smoking in the boys' room like Todd played, but, they're just impulsive, and they worry about what their peers think of them, so they make decisions like that. That's mostly what I'm dealing with.
All right. Yeah. But you have a lot of good stuff going on. Let's
really
talk
good.
About veterans. You've done a lot at your school. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
We do a lot because these kids are at an age where, I mean, they have a ton of social media ways that they can get information, and we just want to help them get the correct information. So one of the things we did yesterday was we had about 30 vets come in, and we did a really cool assembly with all 400 kids, but then our seventh graders took the veterans down to the cafeteria, and we had about four or five kids per table and just get to really listen to their stories, kind of like you had Mr. Vanderhoevel on earlier. The veterans talked very appropriately to 13-year-olds, but really hearing real stories, you know, really hearing from the veterans what it was like. You know, the questions the kids had were, you know, did you make any friends over there? And these veterans are like my best friends now, are the people I served with, and talking about patriotism. And it was just a wonderful way for these kids to learn about, you know, serving.
And that's so cool, because we can talk, you can read, you can watch movies, you can watch documentaries. But even for Jim and I to be sitting here with Jim Vandenhoevel and seeing the emotion from him, that is so much more impactful than any other way of communicating with these people.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, and each vet had their own story, and the kids would shift table to table. And I was sitting at a couple, and one guy said that he was watching 9/11 while sitting in his high school classroom and knew exactly what he was going to do with his life. You know, so you had that, and then you had a Vietnam veteran, and we had Korean veteran. We had and people who served stateside. That's an interesting story,
too.
So it just is a wonderful way for these kids to learn first.
And I just want to pick up on what you said about this, where they get their news. There's just so many in this TikTok, which I don't even know what that is. But anyway, social media and these things. And just to get it firsthand from people who they're there. They don't have to be there. I mean, they volunteer to come to school, 30 of these veterans to sit down with seventh graders and say, look, you read it. And I don't know if kids always believe everything they read, or they may read the difference between fiction and nonfiction. Yeah. But I mean, to really look across in the eye and say, look, you guys, this is the real deal. Bring out the map and show them. Yeah, that's just so cool.
Yeah, they did. A lot of guys had pictures, and they would even tell like funny stories about jumping off the, you know, hearing things. It was a really real experience for our kids.
Wait, one guy told a story, and you know my love for snakes. this guy woke up, they were in a bunker, and he said to the guy, hey, come on, get your leg off my leg. I said, I'm not touching you. Huge.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I almost fainted when Johnny told me the story. I just.
Well, they weren't in a bunker. They're out in the jungle.
They're
in an ambush.
Yeah. You're right. They're in an ambush. Yeah. I was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What else is going on at Xavier? Tell us, like, what do you think of students today versus, wasn't that long ago, but, you know, 30, 40 years ago?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's a time where they're really becoming who they are. And I think right now, we just have to let them know that they're all a gift from God, and that no matter if they're the best basketball or best in art, you know, they just keep rolling on and they're doing great. It's hard because I think with a lot of the increase of social media from when we were kids, you know, they look out and they think everybody else is perfect and they're struggling. And that's where our staff, who is awesome, just are real champions for these kids.
Yeah.
How come Jim didn't become a world record holder in the barbershop quartet world like your dad and your uncles did? Is there a reason?
You should talk about your band experience in middle school.
Right. You were in a band? What kind of a band?
He played cornet. And,
okay. I was in band. I love band.
Todd, mark this down. When he's off, she's off. Okay? The entire show is on.
No, I don't need that.
Schmidt's life growing up.
I don't. She would be the one that could tell you. We're pretty close in age.
Yeah,
but we love the youth, and the education is a huge, huge part of kids' development. And we've had Dr. Tiller on here, who's our superintendent. We've got you on here. Just, you know, and just these kids need to know that you don't have to be the best at everything, but just be really good at what you're at.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Sarah Meyer, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Are you going to find out that one thing for me about those scrambled eggs that I ate at your place that were so delicious last week?
I'll work on that. I'll work on it.
They're phenomenal. Okay. I took a bunch home. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being here all week. Tomorrow, of course, Veterans Day. We're going to be at the Duck Creek VFW from 8 to 10. All sorts of things going on. Check the Press Gazette. There are dozens and dozens of great things for veterans. All the veterans out there, thank you for raising your right hand and saying you are ready, willing, and able to put your life on the line for our country. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you on Monday.
God bless.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Dixon Gun Shop in Nacoosa salutes America's troops and veterans for all the sacrifices they've made. We honor all who have given their lives because we live in the land of the free only because of the brave, our troops and veterans. We salute you. You are our heroes. May God bless you and may God bless America. A message from Dixon Gun Shop on Market Street in Nacoosa, where their customers send their friends. Drop by or give them a call at 715-886-4867. Dixon Gun Shop in Nacoosa is saluting those who make our country stronger.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.